Welcome to another edition of Community Tides, coming to you during the noon hour on alternate Fridays here at KPTZ, with yours truly, Chris Bricker, and my co-host, Siobhan Canty, President and CEO of Jefferson Community Foundation. We meet to discuss new developments, new paradigms, and the new normal as we roll into the months ahead. Hi, Siobhan.
Hi, Chris. Great to be with you.
As always. Well, our special guest today is Cindy Brooks, and she's been the executive director of EDC Team Jefferson, the Economic Development Council, since about 2021. And she's worked recently as the Economic Recovery Coordinator for the North Olympic Development Council. Cindy holds a BA from Evergreen College in Liberal Arts and an MBA from the Presidio Graduate School. That'd be San Francisco, right, Cindy?
Yes, at the time I went to school on Bainbridge Island.
All right. And then Cindy has a vast amount of experience in economic development and thinking surrounding it. She has a holistic approach to leadership based on relationship building, developmental processes, and regenerative systems thinking. And she's demonstrated a knowledge of rural entrepreneurship, business ownership models that support community health and wealth. We're going to talk a lot about that today. We find out more about her vision and role of the EDC today. She's a resident of North Beach here in Port Townsend, and she's eager to establish a strategic approach to the economic future of Jefferson County. Cindy Brooks, welcome to Community Tides.
Well, thank you very much, Chris. It's really nice to be here with you.
Cindy, I'm so excited to introduce you to all of our listeners that might not have had a chance to meet you yet as one of our newest key leaders at the EDC. Chris mentioned you've been there since 2021, but I think it really is just at the end of 2021. So welcome to your new role. And I was wondering if you might start by just telling us a little bit about the EDC for folks who might not know the organization and the role that it plays in our community.
Sure. Thank you, Siobhan. What we're developing at the EDC, or Economic Development Council, is a local business support ecosystem, a hub, if you will. We're currently building a foundation that can support the EDC as an organization and becoming a place to discover resources, to connect with learning opportunities offered by partner organizations, some of whom will actually be hosting in-house, and connect with local lenders and peer groups. We're also sourcing local economic data that will be useful for our public partners and local businesses seeking that information. So our role is currently being reshaped. So if we have a few minutes, I'll describe the landscape for you. We're responsible to the organizations that provide our funding, and those include the Washington State Department of Commerce that has designated EDC Team Jefferson as the county's associate development organization. And so what comes with that is expectations to develop a work plan that provides specific business support for startups, growth stage businesses, and businesses considering succession planning and sale. So the Department of Commerce refers to this activity as business retention and expansion, and business attraction is also an expectation, assisting businesses seeking to relocate. So we also receive some funding from the city, county, port, and PUD. And these public entities support the Department of Commerce expectations, but also have a work plan for us that we're working on defining right now to implement the economic framework that was recently adopted by the Intergovernmental Collaborative just this week. So this framework outlines projects that the four public bodies agree are priorities. And currently, the framework includes really big projects like broad brushstrokes, affordable housing, rural broadband, social engagement, infrastructure development. So there are a number of agencies and organizations already working in the space. So I'll be seeking to learn more about the work that's already being done. And I'll be seeking to develop healthy and respectful partnerships and define a role for the EDC that is likely to add value. So we'll be working with our public partners on collective economic development thinking and refining the vision of how the county is evolving and who we're becoming, and through that process, you know, develop the strategy and work plan such that the EDC can be best aligned with the community vision and shared values going forward.
Well, this would be a holistic approach to an economic development model, and I think that's quite different than just sort of like the profit oriented goal oriented model that many regions follow in terms of development, but it doesn't take into account some very, very important factors. For example, living wage and people being able to find places to live here in the county. And it's really refreshing to hear someone with your background approaching Jefferson County in that manner, in a holistic way.
Yeah, well, thanks, Chris. It is really important. The traditional economic thinking, what I want to say about that is traditional thinking focuses on scarcity. So we might have a definition like economic development is about the allocation of limited resources to affect business activity and employment. That's one way of looking at it, but if we're focused on scarcity, we're forced to make decisions about do we spend on this or on that, sort of a binary decision-making process. But we could be focusing more on building potential, where we look at economic development as the interconnection between multiple nested systems that actually support life. And from this perspective, we might be guided to ask different questions, like how do we evaluate the multiple forms of wealth that are already generated here? And how do we determine if how we think and act and work support these processes from which community benefits can inherently grow? So I love the opportunity here to evaluate the paradigm through which we're thinking in terms of business and economic development and really kind of double down on the holistic vision and look at nested systems and building potential, identifying what's unique about us and how our community would define thriving, and figure out together what we want to emphasize in this place and what kind of indicators will reflect that.
Cindy, I wonder if you could, first of all, your focus on holistic thinking and partnerships and kind of developing a unique value proposition and at the same time, a culture in which all of us can work better together just makes my heart sing. So one of the reasons I'm so excited that you're in that role. I was wondering if you could paint a picture for us kind of from your perspective in five or 8 years, how will we know that this is working? What does that look like?
Well, that's a good question. I think that there's already been some significant progress in terms of our county establishing an intergovernmental collaborative. So all the public entities are working together and identifying projects and areas of work where shared values exist and where we might be able to work together, pulling all oars in the same direction. But really, you know, when I look around, part of the reason why I got into this work was experiencing from my own history owning businesses that the service provision ecosystem was really fragmented. It was hard to get business needs met easily. We really had to look hard to find the appropriate resources for our stage of business or our industry. And I think there are some efforts now. I'm noticing it in the language. For instance, WEDA, the Washington Economic Development Association, is starting to use some of this language in their legislative priorities. For instance, talking about an entrepreneurial ecosystem that we should be supporting. And how I envision that is continuity of services. If the community is aware of the gaps that businesses are facing, we can start to fill those gaps with appropriate services and create like a continuity of service from startup through succession, ensuring that anybody with a reasonable business idea can achieve some success. So that's sort of a foundational layer. And beyond that, if we're talking about living systems, we need to really think about the interconnection between levels of systems. So the business level is a place to start. We can evaluate our own businesses and our community context. But we may also be looking at how our region is changing in a bunch of different ways. Certainly COVID has impacted us, and many people are looking at their supply chain, seeking better resilience. So how might we look at closing gaps in that supply chain with local goods and services when that's possible, or develop redundant sources for materials that we rely upon? Supply chain. And we also look at what's changing in our environment. So Clallam County, I just noticed, ran a coffee with Colleen about tsunami modeling. You know, if our shorelines potentially could be changing over time, we need to be thinking about that and protecting what we love to the extent that we can protect it. Focusing on the systems that exist here that are already life-giving, and if we can figure out how to add value to those, that's different than looking at our region as a source of resources that we can extract from and create products that we can sell here and outside our area. So it's really about relationship to place, about relationship to each other. And the stronger ties we can build, the greater our resilience will be.
I want to follow that just a little bit and just ask what might be a difficult question, because as we look at the future of our county, obviously affordable housing is a huge issue, but there are two pieces of that, right? One is the housing and the other one is living wage. And there are certain industries that lend themselves to living wage jobs and certain ones that don't in our community. And I'm wondering, how are you thinking about creating a future for our young people with living wage jobs here? And does that lead to a certain kind of focus? Like, how does EDC get to that? And I can appreciate it might be too soon to ask that, because I know you've only been in that job for a few weeks. So your thoughts about living wage would be helpful.
Well, that's a big question if we're talking about living wage relative to housing, because if we track the indicators, the cost of housing, the cost of living here is rising so rapidly that I don't know that any industry is really going to keep up with that, especially if we're looking at working waterfront or blue-collar jobs. But traditional economics would look to either people or productivity as ways of, adding revenue to a community. So people moving here with financing or with a business, or productivity, like working with businesses that are here already to do more business. I'm not sure. I'm curious about this community, because it seems like there's so much interest in developing from within, and I value that so much. I really value the culture of entrepreneurship and the emphasis with which local people are trying to support local businesses. For instance, with the Lion Group, Local Investment Network, and some of the programs that we have to create a segue from high school students' interests to work in the field without having to leave to go to college. I think, these types of programs are really important, and we can build on those.
Cindy, this has always been a curious community. You know that. And curious in a healthy way. But I was just speaking of health, I was just thinking in terms of treating the economy the way maybe preventive medicine brings benefits down the line that are much more, but rather than treating symptoms, being preventive in nature, but in this case, being positive about what we can do here in the community. And I'd like to know what kinds of elements in your past experience that you anticipate will be most relevant to the work ahead for the EDC.
Yeah, that's a great perspective. I like that very much. Prevention. So if you're talking about prevention, that's still focused on illness. You're preventing something bad from happening. I think there's a distinction to make between prevention and proactive wellness, where you're really focusing on what a healthy being state is. And there's certainly a lot of work we can do in economic development around that. There's been such a history here with conscious community development and care for neighbors and care for place that can be built upon. I think that's a longer conversation.
It is.
But I just want to address that you're calling out a paradigm shift in thinking, and I really appreciate that. And I'd like to really focus on being proactive going forward and building on the potential that we have and that work that we can do to build local capacity.
Cindy, I wanted to just kind of, we always like to let our listeners know how they can support the work of our leading organizations, and particularly, I believe this is your first, is this the first time you've been an executive director?
Yes, it is.
So welcome on board in that regard. And I'm just wondering, how can the community best support you and EDC going forward?
Well, thanks for asking that. I think that's a really tender question, and I appreciate that. I want to use this opportunity to highlight a couple of things that are going on that I think would be of great interest to our community. The first is the fact that we've just launched a new business and nonprofit grant for community Jefferson County organizations. So please visit the EDC Team Jefferson website, because we've got the application loaded up. It's on the COVID tab. The application will be live through March 11th. So I want you to help us do a good job allocating this grant money to businesses that need it. It's designated to help small businesses and organizations that have been impacted by COVID. And we've tried to make it as easy as possible to fill out while still doing our due diligence for the Treasury Department, to whom we're beholden. So please do a look at that. Also, if people are interested in learning, we've got business classes. There's the business planning class with Jim Williams coming up on the 23rd of February. And there's a rebate if one completes the class and submits a business plan. So we hope to make that easy and accessible. Also, just know that I have an open door policy here. I'm really interested in understanding how businesses think, how nonprofits think, and we want to design programs and services that matter to people. So the more connection we have with the community, the better job we'll be able to do for you.
Well, we're for that, and we want to thank you for being here, and thank you for your good work, and we're looking forward to more discussion as we get down the road here, Cindy. This won't be your last time here on Community Tides.
Thank you very much, Chris. Right. Thank you, Siobhan.
Thank you, Cindy.
Cindy Brooks, she's been the executive director of EDC Team Jefferson Economic Development Council since just a little bit, the end of 2021?
I think December 2021 might have been.
Yeah. So we welcome you, and then we will embrace more discussion as time goes on. Well, this has been another episode of Community Tides, coming to you during the noon hour on Earth Alternate Fridays here at KPTZ with yours truly, Chris Bricker, and my co-host, Siobhan Canty, President and CEO of Jefferson Community Foundation. We meet to discuss new developments, new paradigms, and the new normal as we roll into the months ahead. See you next time on Community Tides.